This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The International Committee of the Red Cross says that Hamas militants released two hostages they have been holding captive in the Gaza Strip.
It was the second time the group has freed hostages seized in its bloody October 7th cross-border incursion into Israel. The hostages were identified by media as two elderly Israeli women from a kibbutz in southern Israel. A U.S. official said Monday that Washington has advised Israel to delay a possible ground invasion to allow more time to try and secure the release of more hostages. Palestinian officials and witnesses say heavy airstrikes across Gaza have demolished buildings and killed hundreds of people. Steve Karish, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says he discussed the conflict in Israel with both Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Pope.
And I laid out to him what the game plan was, how we thought we should be providing the kind of assistance to Israel that needed. And the Pope was across the board supportive of what we're doing.
Biden also convened a call with leaders of Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and the United Kingdom to discuss the conflict. Among topics discussed, the White House said that the leaders committed to working closely to keep the war from spreading while seeking a political solution. The Pentagon has sent advisors, including a Marine Corps general versed in urban warfare, to Israel to assist in its plans to conduct a ground assault in Gaza. It is also spreading multiple sophisticated air defense systems to the Middle East to defend U.S. bases in anticipation of additional retaliatory strikes by Iranian-backed groups. The U.S. is sending multiple Patriot battalions and a terminal high-altitude area defense system, as well as repositioning the Eisenhower strike group. This is VOA News. A Russian court on Monday extended the detention of a Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty journalist Elsu Permasheva until December.
Permasheva was detained by police last week on charges of failing to register as a foreign agent. Permasheva is believed to be the first person taken into custody for failing to comply with the registry. Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty reported Monday a court in the Russian city of Kazan rejected a bid by Permasheva's lawyer to allow Permasheva to be freed pending trial. The journalist will be detained until at least December 5th. Russia designated the U.S. Congress-funded Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty a foreign agent in 2020. The Russian Justice Ministry also designated more than 30 Radio Free Europe Radio Liberty staffers as foreign agents in their personal capacity. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
International human rights group Global Rights says that Nigeria has recorded more than 800 incidents of extrajudicial killings across the country in the last 3 years alone, and it says many Nigerians are living in a fear of brutality.
According to the report, 848 extrajudicial executions took place in Nigeria between 2020 and June 2023. The report said 127 cases happened in the first half of this year alone. The human rights group said Nigerian citizens have been living in fear of brutality from law enforcement agents as a result. The rights group said 271 and 253 people were killed in 2020 and 2022, respectively, the highest numbers in the period reviewed. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
It's been nearly 3 weeks without a U.S. House Speaker, and Republicans are starting over. They convened again on Monday evening without any idea who will lead and when they will be able to get Congress back to work. Eight lower-level Republican lawmakers are now running to be Speaker. After Representative Dan Musser of Pennsylvania dropped out, none of those remaining has any clear shot for the gavel. Senior most is Representative Tom Emmer of Minnesota. He and others are reaching out to Donald Trump for backing. Party members heard from the candidates ahead of internal party voting, which is expected Tuesday. Former U.S. President Donald Trump is comparing himself to anti-apartheid activist Nelson Mandela. The former South African president spent 27 years in prison for opposing South Africa's apartheid system. Trump suggested at a rally Monday that he might go to prison for political reasons due to what he argues are prosecutors out to get him. I'm Tom McNeil.